Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us to talk about all of this is Noah Pollock, who's been following it all from the Weekly Standard. Noah, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. And what is your sense so far of how the president's foreign trip has gone, and is it to your liking?
Morning, guys. Great to be here. I think actually it's gone quite well. I was worried, as I think many people were, when he was leaving sort of in the midst of all sorts of terrible things going on for him politically, and a lot of questions about whether he could pull this off. And so far, so good. The Saudi leg of the trip, I think, was important. I mean, one of the main themes that's emerging of the trip is the need in the Middle East to push back on Iran. And it's a shared interest between the Saudis and you know, the Sunni Arabs of the Gulf side of the Middle East and with Israel. And it's something that he's touched on repeatedly. And he's found, people very much like to hear this. And people in that region are very reassured to hear that the United States is back and is going to not let Iran take over the region. Because this was, of course, something that the Obama administration, it's not just something that they let happen, but it was really like a foreign policy goal for them, was to turn the Middle East over to Iran.
You know, the president has mentioned several times that the dealing with Israel and with the Palestinians would be one of the great deals if ever accomplished ever. And, you know, his meeting with both the Israeli leadership yesterday and Abbas this morning, do you think that there are some hopeful signs that real progress can be made?
Not really. But fortunately, you know, this particular problem is kind of hopeless, but not that important. And I think that Trump has been led to believe by a lot of people around him, and I think kind of led to believe by his own, in this case, mistaken instincts, that something great here is possible. And maybe I suspect, actually, as part of this trip, that he has now learned more about the difficulties involved. And I thought it was very telling that when he spoke with Abbas, he raised the issue of the Palestinian Authority paying terrorists using foreign aid money to pay salaries and benefits to terrorists, which has emerged as a major issue lately. I think if Trump understands that, he understands sort of the heart of the problem here, which is that, you know, in the case of the Palestinians, they're spending about 8% of their budget paying off people who murder Israelis. And that tells you a lot about where they're at.
Our guest is Noah Pollock of the Weekly Standard. We're analyzing the president's trip to Israel, and I'm going to play some bites for you, and you can comment on them. Here's Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday, and the basis of my question here is, you know, even during the icy relationship between Netanyahu and Obama that was no secret, the prime minister still used some really, really classy diplomatic speak to never publicly undermine Obama. It was always very, you know, the United States has always been our greatest ally, and they continue to worry about our security and all that stuff. But then we heard this yesterday.
I want you to know how much we appreciate the change in American policy on Iran, which you enunciated so clearly just an hour ago. I want you to know how much we appreciate your bold decision to act against the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And I want to tell you also how much we appreciate
you guys there.
Oh,
the reassertion,
Noah,
of American leadership.
I didn't hear the audio.
Middle East.
I'm so sorry. I forgot that when I play the audio from my audio board, you can't hear it. What it was he was thanking the president and telling him how much he appreciated President Trump's rearticulating a new policy against Iran, his bold move against Syria. And then he said, thank you for reasserting U.S. leadership in the Middle East. Am I wrong to read into that? That was all very much a backhanded.
Oh, that was a great little swipe at Obama that I'm sure Netanyahu took incredible delight in delivering. Absolutely.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Trump had a similar phrase. I mean, Trump came out yesterday talking about that Iran deal. The Iranians got just a great, great deal for very little in return from the United States, and that it was a terrible deal, ultimately. And so both Trump and Netanyahu taking swipes at the Obama administration yesterday in their statements.
Yeah, and he, remember, I mean, one of the important things that will probably come out of this trip is that, you know, Trump and his people heard, interestingly, the same thing in both Saudi Arabia and Israel, two countries that could really not be more different in all the fundamental ways. And what they heard from both places is, we need your help on Iran. You must help us do something about Iran, because Iran emerges out of the Obama presidency with hundreds of billions of dollars more money, with sanctions removed. They're active in Yemen. They're active in Iraq. They're active in Syria. They're active in Lebanon. They're funding Hamas in Gaza. If you're an Israeli or you're a Sunni Arab in the Middle East, the thing that you are most concerned about is Iran. And it was, I think, it was probably helped readjust a little bit Trump's perception of the region when he was told so frequently by both parties that the real thing that we're concerned about is Iran, not the Palestinians and the peace process and all this type of stuff. And I think maybe Trump realized that the peace process, when he deals with these guys, is a lot of window dressing, and what they really care about is something else.
Noah Pollack, one of the things that bothers me is when a U.S. representative goes to visit Prime Minister Netanyahu or whoever is leading Israel, they always feel obligated to visit Mahmoud Abbas as well, as if they're, you know, equal, as if they deserve the same kind of treatment. And that bothers me with President Trump as well. However, he said this today, again, just last hour at the Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Cemetery. Listen to this.
Words can never describe the bottomless depths of that evil, or the scope of the anguish and destruction. It was history's darkest hour. Millions of innocent, wonderful, and beautiful lives, men, women, and children, were extinguished as part of a systematic attempt to eliminate the Jewish people.
Well, forgive me, I keep playing the wrong audio for you, Noah. I thought we had him. He was also saying today that we will always stand with Israel in the context of the Holocaust. Is it wrong for me to sort of extrapolate from there, okay, in light of the slaughter of innocent Jews in history, we're reaffirming that we will always stand with Israel. Does that mean that we are not standing with the so-called Palestinian state?
Yeah, I think some of that emerged. I mean, in his remarks with Abbas, he chided Abbas over paying terrorists. I think, especially when you go to Israel versus the Palestinian Authority and you spend some time with the Palestinian leaders versus the Israeli leaders, I think you cannot help but come out of it with the realization that Israel is a thriving liberal democracy that is pro-American, that is very similar to the United States in its values and in its culture, and that Israeli leaders are democratically elected like American leaders are. And in the case of the Palestinian Authority, you have a guy who was supposed to stand for re-election 8 years ago, and you have, you know, an authoritarian and corrupt Palestinian Authority that does not share American values. And I think one of the reasons why presidents should do trips like this is because they can see that for themselves. And then these issues they're not abstractions anymore for them. And they can see for themselves that our actual ally here is the Israelis. And the Palestinian Authority is, you know, a deeply corrupt institution that survives almost entirely on foreign aid and that funds terrorism. It's hard to make peace with people who are funding terrorism.
All right, Noah Pollack, Weekly Standard. Great to have you this morning. Thank you so much for giving us your insights. The president's trip to Israel.
Guys.
Always good to talk to you. It's 8:50.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.